The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, this week we were shocked to learn that a convicted killer was released nearly 16 years early. Jeroid Price, who was serving a 35-year sentence for murder in the 2002 death of Carl Smalls. He was released early in mid-March by order of Judge Casey Manning, who retired in December. The victim's family said they were informed of Price's release by a victim's advocate just hours before receiving a robocall notifying them that their son's killer had been released. Price was represented by South Carolina Representative Todd Rutherford, and this whole saga, to me, has all the makings of some backroom deal. There are a lot of questions to be answered, and the man who's asking those questions is Attorney General Alan Wilson, and I'm glad to have him on our guest line this morning. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thank you again for having me on. It's great to be with you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. So I have to say, when I first read about this case in the state newspaper, I was stunned. I'm not a lawyer, but I couldn't think of a single reason why a man convicted of a brutal murder should be let out 16 years short of fulfilling his sentence. You've been a pretty busy guy. Yesterday, there was some developments in this. Bring us up to date, please.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the first thing we want to do is let everyone know that my number one priority right now is to ensure that the law was followed to the letter. Obviously, it wasn't. The statute requires that, you know, that there be a hearing on public record and that the victims be notified and that they have a chance to weigh in before any reduction of sentence is implemented in a court by a court or a judge. That never happened in this case. The victims were obviously not notified beforehand. The law was violated. And additionally, under the Title 16, a person receiving a 30 to life sentence must serve or can't go below 30 years, according to the law. And so that's also a violation. So yesterday, once we got that confirmed, when the Fifth Circuit solicitor put out a press release saying that there was no hearing, there was no motion, it was just done by an order. That was all I needed to know. So, okay, you confirmed for me the law wasn't followed. So we filed a motion before the Supreme Court to void the order, meaning make it as if it was like it never happened, and then issue a bench warrant for the rearrest of Mr. Price and have him recommitted to the Department of Corrections. And so that's our number one focus right now. And then our second focus after that is completed is that we're going to go back and we're going to review every single thing that happened and just, you know, try to find out what happened, why it happened, and make sure that the public has confidence in our system again.
Sure. Now, this the order that was issued by Judge Manning, again, he retired in December, it was sealed. Is it normal to have something like this sealed?
No, that's not normal. And obviously, you know, I don't prejudge things, no matter how bad they look. I always want to get all the facts and hear all the sides, all the stories. But it is not normal. It is very unusual that it was, you know, then unsealed again a few months later for the release of Mr. Price, because that's what the Department of Corrections had to know about the order. And then it was resealed. And again, my office is statutorily charged with defending all of the appeals of all the convictions. So when he was convicted in 2003, his post-conviction relief pleadings were filed and his appeals were filed. And for the last last 20 years, my office has been defending the sentence that was imposed by then Judge Reginald Lloyd. And then, of course, right now, we weren't notified of this happening. We're over there defending the 35-year sentence, only to subsequently learn that a court reduced it to 19 years. And we have a statutory duty to notify victims ourselves. And, of course, we didn't know about it, so we couldn't notify them.
Yeah. It's quite amazing, too, to learn that they literally got, I understand that they got a heads up that this was happening, but they got a robocall telling them that this man had been released.
Well, honestly, the impersonal nature of a robocall, and I know that it's a system. Their number was probably put in as a victim, and it's probably just a redundancy that the Department of Corrections uses. But to find out that the person who was released by a robo, you know, that murdered your son was released, and find that out by a robocall just seems very impersonal. I don't blame the Department of Corrections or anyone. I mean, obviously, you've got to have those redundancies in there. But the victims in this case, obviously, their rights were violated. I've already spoken with them. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to ensure that the law was followed to the letter. When it wasn't followed to the letter, we're going to find out why, and we're going to do everything we can to shed sunlight on this so the public will have all their answers. What I ask for is for people's patience. Sometimes we can't talk about what we're doing while we're doing it. Sure. I went through this with the Murdaugh case. You know, people want to know all the time, what's going on? Well, I can't tell you right now, but there will be a time when you do know. So I ask for people's patience, but please know this, we are committed to ensuring that the rule of law is followed to the letter, and that if anyone violated it, we want to find out why and take any appropriate courses of action that, you know, are appropriate in this case.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Attorney General Alan Wilson. So now that the South Carolina Supreme Court has ruled that this has to be reopened, when have you already seen it, or when will you have a chance to start reviewing it?
Oh, I've already read it two or three times over.
Yeah,
I got it yesterday, and I've been reviewing it. Obviously, I don't want to comment on it. It's out there. People can read it themselves. But I'm not going to make any comments on the contents of the order at this time, because obviously I want to preserve the integrity of our review process. And you know, so that at the appropriate time, we'll be able to comment on what I know or what we all know. We're going to be interviewing and talking to a lot of people in this process, and not just this particular process, but the systemic processes across the board. And, you know, I've already seen a couple of places where we can do some statutory fixes. So we'll be talking about that in the months to come.
Now, you also asked for a bench warrant to be issued for Jeroy Price. Is that going to happen? Is he going to be back behind bars soon?
Well, all we can do is ask a court to do something. And yesterday, because of the exigency of the circumstances, you know, we thought we should just go straight to the Supreme Court on this.
Yeah.
And we see that the order that was signed in December is void on its face, because the laws were never followed to the letter. So we're basically making the argument to the Supreme Court that this order is void, and therefore he should have never been released. Therefore, he should be recommitted to the Department of Corrections. And that is what we've asked the court for. In order to do that, they have to issue a bench warrant. So we've filed our motion. We've filed a proposed order for them to consider and look and sign if they deem it appropriate. We think it's appropriate, and we think it's the right course of action, and we hope they'll act quickly. But I don't want to presume to know what the court will or won't do until they do it.
Sure. Sure. Fifth Circuit Solicitor Byron Gibson said in a statement that the state can ask a circuit court judge to consider a sentence reduction for an inmate who has provided, quote, substantial assistance to law enforcement. I know there's going to be a lot of review of this. You're going to be asking a lot of questions. But what type of information would a convicted killer have to provide to get his sentence cut in half?
This before I even get into what the law says on this particular case, the law was clear. He received a sentence above 30. He was convicted of murder, received a sentence of 35 years. Under the statute, you can't get good time credits, or you can't get credit for anything that you do. You can't go below 30 years at a minimum. I would argue you can't reduce a 35 year sentence, but at a minimum, you have to serve day for day 30 years. So and we've already made these arguments in our filings that under the law, the judge did not have the authority to sign the order to reduce the sentence. So in this particular case, it is void on its face because of that fact alone.
Yeah. Yeah. One final question for you on a different topic somewhat. There's reports that there's legislation being considered by the South Carolina legislature that would allow South Carolina to use lethal injections, the SHIELD law. You got any updates on that? And do you think this is going to be passed this year?
I certainly hope so. I don't have any updates on that particular statute right now. I've been obviously involved with this and other matters, but as we find out more information, we'll make sure we'll let you know. I'm happy to come on and talk about it at that time.
Sure. Sure thing. Attorney General Alan Wilson, always a pleasure. Thank you for your work, and we'll be following this case, obviously, as it unfolds over the next few weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sure thing. Have a great weekend.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.